Hey, welcome to the Juice Bar Experts podcast, where we are going to give you tips, tools, strategies for launching a new juice bar or scaling and increasing the profitability and efficiency in your existing juice bar. I'm your host, Andrew McFarlane. For the last 10 years, I've been in the juice bar business, running my own juice bars, as well as helping hundreds of entrepreneurs all around the world launch successful juice businesses. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, let's talk about raising your prices. Really excited to talk about this because this is in some ways a juice bar owner's biggest fear. You're going to raise your prices and your customers are going to boycott your business and no one's going to come back. Well, that's not going to be the case. That's not the reality. At some point, you got to raise your prices, and it's better that you make a regular habit out of it, because if you don't, you're going to get into a situation where, you know, you wait 2, 3, 4 years and the cost of your rent's going up 3% per year, labor wages go up, there's inflation, there's all kinds of stuff that just gets more expensive as we live life. And if your prices aren't keeping up with that, then it's going to be quite traumatic if you go from, you know, $6 price point up to an $8 price point. Then your customers might be shocked. And so I always advise business owners, you got to raise your prices regularly, probably at least every year, and you got to do it in a way that is more graceful. And so I'm going to share some strategies for raising your prices, but overall, don't be afraid of that, especially too if you're busy. If your store is busy, sometimes you actually just want to, you know, you want to increase your prices, so sometimes you have less customers, but your income will be the same, which means it's less to manage, and that lowers your labor. That there's all kinds of strategies and reasons that you would do it. And so, you know, what are some ways that we go about raising our prices when we know that we need to? First, it's through redesign. So we might do a redesign on our menu board, for example. We might do this once a year. Every time we do a redesign on the menu board, we might increase the prices on some things. Now, a question that you might have in mind is, how much should you increase the price? This depends. Depending on where you are. Because let's say, for example, to increase the price from on a drink from $9 to $10 is sometimes more. It's less of a percentage increase than from $6 to $7 or $7 to $8. And so you might, if your price points are at $6, you might start slowly and incrementally at 50 cents at a time. Whereas your prices are higher. Let's say you're in a major city and the cost of living is higher, and you know it's not a big deal for someone to pay $10 or $11 for a drink. Not that big of a deal. And so you gotta, you know, context is everything. So, but generally, incrementally is best. 50 cents probably would be the least amount that you'd increase something in this kind of business. And so see where your price point is. And as I mentioned before, changing the menu board is a great way to increase prices. Another way that you can do it is through introducing new drinks. So you can have new special drinks that you're introducing and replace them with old drinks and increase the price on the new drinks and see if people gravitate towards them, because you don't have to do it all at once, right? That's sometimes people's fear. And it's not to say that you can't do that, but you know, you can decide that, oh, we're going to introduce a new drink and add some superfoods to it, and it's going to be $1 more or $2 more, whatever it is, based on where you're at, and see if people complain about it, see if people order it, see if people like it. So then you start to create a new ceiling where people are used to your business having specific price points, and you can maybe cycle through your entire menu by improving it simultaneously while increasing the prices. And then, you know, people, you kind of change the average price point of your entire business slowly but surely, and people don't get as freaked out if you then increase the price of another drink that's really popular, $1 or so. But I always like to increase value as I increase prices. And so if I am going to introduce a new drink that's going to be a higher price point, I also want to in some ways justify it by adding superfoods, doing something that people go, okay, they understand that this is a premium product. Right? That's a good way to get people in the habit of being with your business in a new price threshold. So overall, you know, these are a couple of ways that you can do it with design. You know, you don't have to do it this way either. You can just increase the prices, right? That's just the way that it is. And yes, be aware, some people are going to complain. Look, as consumers, we want things as cheap as possible. But people will get over it. Usually only a handful of people will complain. Don't get freaked out if one or two people out of 100 start yelling. Not everybody's going to be happy with how you run your business, but you got to do what you got to do to make it sustainable and to make sure you're continuing to bring in a profit so you are inspired to keep going. Most people are so scared. The other thing that I'll say about price as it relates to just overall price philosophy, a couple things, is if people are complaining about price, it's because they don't understand the value of your product. It is your job as a business owner to articulate the value of your products. Let people know why it's important, why it helps. You know, that is essential. And the other thing that I want to say is, you don't want to be a business that strictly competes on price. You know, you want to focus on quality because anyone can compete on price. And my thought there is, it's just a race to the bottom, because people who are truly health conscious consumers, and not everybody in the industry is, you know, we gotta acknowledge that there are people out there. Yes, it might even be one of your businesses that people are going to your business because they just want something that's fresh and cold, and they're not really drinking your product because of the health benefits. If that's the case, then yeah, I mean, the only thing you can compete on at that moment is flavor, quality of flavor. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be the cheapest person in town and thinking that's the only reason people are going to come to your business. Most of the time, consumers in this demographic and in this market really, really do care about quality. So if your product's organic, they're going to pay a little bit extra because they know that it's a higher quality product. If it's local, if it comes in glass, if it's cold pressed, there's all these things that, you know, not all cars are priced the same, and people don't buy cars because of the fact that, you know, it's the cheapest car. Some people do, but most people don't. And so, you know, some people will not come into your business because of the prices, but some people won't mind. And it might even be a status symbol for them. They might feel like they want people to know that they can afford an $11 juice that comes in a glass bottle that's cold pressed, and they want to Instagram it and post it to their friends. You know, that people do things to show their status in society, as much as, you know, we may not realize it, that's real. And so you can have a business that is a juice bar that functions as a luxury product for people, if that's what you're going for. For me personally, that's the kind of businesses I prefer to run and support. Not, and I don't mean just luxury because I want people to feel luxurious, but I mean quality products, because this is your health that we're talking about and your customer's health. I want to make sure that they're getting the highest quality product possible. So, hope this episode has given you guys some insight. Hopefully, if you know that your prices are too low, or you haven't raised them in a while, or maybe you're starting a business and you're thinking about what price point to come in, know that it's a lot easier to lower your prices in a situation where you really overshoot it than it is to raise your prices. So you'll find equilibrium in the beginning. Don't always seek to be the cheapest person. Seek to be the best, the highest quality, and educate your consumers on why your product is worth it, assuming that you're in an area where people can afford it. Because once again, you're not going to sell a Mercedes to someone who can only afford a Honda, and you're not going to sell a Honda to someone who wants to buy a Mercedes. But you got to know who your customer is ultimately, but don't be afraid to raise your prices when you need to. So hope this has helped bring some value into your life. This is Andrew McFarland with Juice Bar Experts. And as always, if you need to reach me, you can email me at andrew@juicebarexperts.com. We'll see you guys at the next episode.